This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. In what he calls a truly historic moment in the Middle East, President Donald Trump has scored a rare diplomatic win. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president says Israel and the United Arab Emirates have agreed to establish full diplomatic ties, making the UAE the first Gulf Arab state to do it and only the third Arab nation.
Now that the ice has been broken, I expect more Arab and Muslim countries will follow.
The agreement's both a win and a setback for Palestinians. It's part of a deal to stop Israel's annexation of land Palestinians seek for their future state, but the Palestinians have long urged Arab governments not to normalize relations with Israel until they get a state. Hamas calls the move by the Emiratis a stabbing in the back. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi Thursday accused President Donald Trump of seeking to undermine democracy as funding for the U.S. Postal Service and to shore up election infrastructure became a major sticking point in congressional talks on coronavirus relief. In her weekly press conference, Pelosi said any coronavirus relief bill should include billions of dollars to protect not just Americans' right to vote, but also essential services like mailing prescription medicines during the pandemic.
At a time of a pandemic, you would think they'd have a little sensitivity. But so obsessed are they to undermine absentee voting that this is their connection there.
The president has vowed to block any money to facilitate mail-in voting. He has been railing against mail-in ballots for months. Millions of Americans, including much of the military and the president himself, have used the post office to cast absentee ballots for years. This is VOA News. Hundreds of protesters are voicing their opposition with an election many say was rigged to extend the rule of the country's authoritarian leader in Belarus. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
On the streets of Minsk, and in a show of solidarity with wider protests, large groups of women form long lines of solidarity, carrying flowers and portraits of their loved ones, many detained during protests in the southwestern part of the city. Police there had shot rubber bullets at people chanting and clapping on balconies the night before. Thousands have rallied all across Belarus since Sunday, demanding a recount of the ballot that gave President Alexander Lukashenko a landslide victory with 80% of the votes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
New Zealand officials were scrambling to trace the source of an outbreak of the coronavirus, reporting 14 new cases on Thursday, as long lines of people formed to escape a renewed lockdown in the country's biggest city or be tested for the virus. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
Earlier this week, New Zealand was the envy of the world with zero cases of the coronavirus for more than 3 months. But now Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has switched gears, tightened restrictions, and renewed a lockdown in the country's biggest city. 2 days ago, the discovery of 4 infected family members in Auckland shocked the country and raised some criticism of the government's handling of the virus. Then on Thursday, 13 new cases were identified that linked back to the infected family through work or broader family connections. The 14th case was an overseas arrival in quarantine that also tested positive. Ardern said it was a good sign that all the new 13 cases were linked back to the infected family and were being transferred to quarantine too.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. A lot of people filed for first-time unemployment claims last week, but the number is falling from past weeks. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Labor Department says new applications for unemployment benefits fell below 1 million for the first time in 5 months, with 963,000 workers seeking jobless aid last week. That was 228,000 fewer people from the previous week. The 4-week moving average was also down. It fell to 1.25 million. In all, about 15.5 million people are receiving jobless aid right now, a level unseen since the Great Depression of the 1930s. Last week's decline in claims does suggest layoffs are slowing, though the total still exceeds the pre-pandemic record of just under 700,000. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke.